This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout, Hugh. We're shouting. We want loud moves. We want a loud offseason. Not this quiet offseason Hugh Douglas is into. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Tuesday, as we are about a week away from the start of NFL free agency, the new league year. Would you be okay with a quiet Eagles offseason? I would not. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Or let me take my first peek at the poll question today. Am I going to be annoyed? Am I going to be upset today? Would you be okay with the Eagles having a quiet offseason? 55% yes. What are we doing here? Why are we okay with this?
Can I just take this moment and say thank you to all the people? See, I understand.
This isn't an Academy Awards speech.
No, I'm just saying.
What are we doing thanking the people?
I want to say thank you for understanding when I long talk just a little bit and framing it in a way where you can digest what I'm feeding you. Mm-hmm. I feel good about this. This is 2 days in a row.
Well, hold on. It's 55-45 with 3 hours to go.
No, I'm just saying. I feel good. Because I think that I've, like, you know what this feels like
pat
now?
Pat himself on the back, Douglas, in today.
No, because you know what? I figured it out now.
Oh, here we go.
Dealing with you two, it's like being on trial. And it's like I have to present my case. And the people are the jury.
Yeah, and we throw all this out because it's not permissible for court.
When I start dropping these jewels,
oh boy.
Then it gets personal. It didn't get personal yet, but we still, like you said, we got 3 hours to go.
It'll get personal. All right, you know what would constitute a loud offseason?
What's that?
Myles Garrett would constitute a loud offseason. Elliot this morning had a thought on an advantage the Eagles do have in the Myles Garrett sweepstakes.
The other thing, too, I would add, because I heard you talking about Lurie and owners before I got on, is I do think if the Eagles decide they want him, and let's say there's four teams that are willing to pay Myles Garrett, I'd be surprised if there's a team willing to cut a bigger signing bonus check than Jeffrey Lurie. Like, that is one advantage they will have contractually
awesome.
If it comes down to negotiating with Myles Garrett.
It's the awesome.
I wasn't ready for the
awesome from
John Ritchie. So I agree with Elliot on that. Hugh, I'm going to throw two more advantages I think the Eagles do have in this Garrett thing. So Elliot's right. The Eagles would probably cut the biggest check for a signing bonus, which obviously the player would want that, and it would help them with their salary cap and all that stuff down the line. So that's a good one. Two more smaller but I think important advantages the Eagles could have in this. Number one, Hugh, Andrew Berry, the general manager of the Browns, do you know where he worked before he went to Cleveland?
Here.
You know, he worked under Howie. He was their vice president of football operations before he ended up with the Cleveland Browns in the role he's in now.
So you're thinking that you might get a little sweetheart deal?
Well, I think
might get a little love.
Maybe, and I think maybe they just know each other, right? Like, they understand each other. You know, Howie probably understands what Andrew Berry wants, how he wants to build a team, and maybe they could find more common ground on a trade. So that's one. The other one is, Hugh, I don't know when a potential Myles Garrett trade is going to go down, but the Browns continue to say they don't want to do this, right?
Nah.
They're holding out hope. They're trying to convince him to stay. If this thing drags on, I think the Eagles are the team most likely to wait and then strike. Meanwhile, the other teams, and what I mean is, like, let's say Washington wants him. Well, Washington wants him, but if they don't get him next week, they're probably going to go sign someone in free agency with that money and use that space on their team. The Eagles strike me as a team that could say, we want him, But I will wait. And if this thing drags into the summer, they can do it then. I think the Eagles might end up being the most patient on this. And if it happens closer to the season, they might be the team that gets them. I feel like other teams are probably a little more impatient. You know, Hugh, when you win the Super Bowl and you have...
You got time. You right, got number time.
And they don't have a glaring hole, right? Like, they do have Nolan Smith. They do have Jalen Hunt. Like, they have young players.
They got pieces.
They have pieces. Now, he's better than those pieces, but they don't have to feel desperate. I think the other teams might feel desperate, and maybe if they don't get it done, they pivot somewhere else. Now, we did find out one team, Kyle, that's already apparently contacted the Browns and trying to pull this off.
Yeah, so according to ESPN, that the Lions actually tried to make a move at the deadline for Myles Garrett.
So that tells me they've already had some like common ground on like what it would cost.
Yes, that fell through, and then apparently it's been reported that they're already in touch with the Browns now about Myles Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett, they're trying to make it happen because boy, they get him with Hayden Hutchinson coming off their injury.
That's a problem.
Yeah. And then they're going to pass us next year, and we're just okay with that.
Well, I mean, to your point on that, they already were the number one seed, right? And we didn't have to face them because they got knocked out, but I think next year the hope would be the Eagles could surpass them and be the number one seed or whatever. Like, they're not going to go away if they get Myles Garrett. Right. They're going to be back.
No, they're going to be a problem.
They're going to be a problem.
Like, the other part of the Eagles having a quiet offseason is Commanders are not going to have a quiet offseason.
Nope.
The Lions not going to have a quiet offseason. Even, like, I expect a team like the 49ers to bounce back a little bit. The Rams could be better next year. They had a young defense also, and they could make some moves here and try and propel themselves to another title. Like, if we sit around, we're going to get passed by a lot of teams.
I don't see it as sitting around. I know that for a lot of people, that's how you see it. I think they're going to be active. Because for a lot of fans, I feel like you're more caught up in the name recognition as opposed to the actual ability of the player. And again, I go back to Zach Bond. Zach Bond was not a household name. Now, granted, he, you know, like Kyle made a strong point about the fact that we got lucky with that one. But I feel like, you know, with everything being equal and this Eagles team having a defense that they had last year, they're going to get some guys. You have, for the most part, you got your core. You got your Jalen Carters. You got your Cooper DeJean. You got your exciting whites on the back. Now you just have to find those pieces that fit the players that will potentially leave.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe they could find another Zach Bond, but maybe they find another Morrow or Cunningham.
You know what? And I know it doesn't look, and I know I've basically made it, framed it in a way that I don't think Zach Bond's coming back, but I think he will.
Well, that to me would constitute not quiet. That's a big move.
Yeah,
he was fifth in defensive player of the year voting.
I think he will. I think that, you know, when everything is said and done, if the money's equal, because I don't foresee the Eagles not being competitive when it comes to him.
Yeah.
I do not see that.
But I also, do you see them paying the most money ever for a linebacker?
I don't see. This is where I think the Eagles are playing a little bit of chess. It's because they want to see, they don't know what the market is for Zach.
Yeah, we're going to find out next week.
Because Zach's a 28-year-old linebacker who, in the sampling size of what he's been able to accomplish, is only 1 year. So is he going to get paid along the lines of guys that have been, you know, putting it down for years?
Fred, I don't Warner, think so. Roquan Smith. But, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes people get a lot
in
of money
in
free agency. Yeah.
In the if he's in the cul-de-sac, I think he's fine. And what I mean by that is, you know, if the neighborhood is Roquan Smith and those linebackers, mm-hmm. Fred Warner's, then he needs to be in the cul-de-sac.
Now imagine them all living in the same neighborhood. It's
no,
linebacker,
that's what I'm saying. That linebacker, you want to be in the neighborhood. I don't need to be on your street.
It's just a neighborhood.
But I need to be in your development.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
But the Eagles usually don't play in that development.
They don't even drive in that development. You know how it is. Sometimes you got a house in development. The ones that are in the back, they're a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
They're nicer.
Mm-hmm.
But my house is nice, too. It's not at the end of the cul-de-sac. It ain't that where you turn around, but it's on the nice little street.
Are you talking about football now, or is this your new place where you're unpacking?
I'm just saying.
How's the unpacking going?
It's a lot of stuff, man. It's a lot of stuff. And you know, you go into packing, you go into unpacking, because most of it is clothes. A lot of my stuff is like memorabilia. But you go into it saying, okay, I'm going to throw this, and that, this away. But once you see it,
it's hard to throw it away.
And it's like, man, because I didn't realize I had that many shoes. You know, because everything, when I got here, everything I had at one point fit into the truck.
That no longer is true.
That dog no longer hunts. And that's crazy how much stuff you accumulate in a 3-year time.
Well, it does. It happens.
Yeah, so it's a lot.
All right, 215-592-9494. Slagon, Elliott believes Goddard could be next. 4 big free agents next week. Are you okay if this is a quiet Eagles offseason? And how he did say last week at the Combine, he asked for some patience from the fan base. Obviously, some of us are okay with that, Hugh. Some of us want, you know, big, loud moves like, you know, the rest of us here. Where do you come down to?
Some of y'all never satisfied.
Well, we want to win again.
No, I think
Douglas has taken has found his way into the show today. All right, let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Bruce.
We're good.
Oh, man, great discussion. Look, when you played that, I can't remember her name and her cohort.
Diana Russini and Chase Daniel. That's who it was.
Oh, my God, man, look. I wanted to scratch my fingernails on a chalkboard the first time, because I heard it the other day. And it's just freaking ridiculous, you know. And this is one of the reasons why Howie has said, you know, everybody needs to have some patience. And it's probably going out to some of the talking heads that are saying ridiculous things about Myles Garrett. Now, here's the thing. Here's the way I see this, right? Is the Eagles, the number one priority is that they have to get Vaughn back, okay? I'm not worried about what kind of pay, as long as he's in the neighborhood, I think they're going to lock that up. And here's the reason why. We got N'Kobe Dean that's injured. He might not be ready for next season. And who do you have behind that? They have to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once they re-sign him, now you can look at Myles Garrett. I think with some of the people that are coming off the book, and Slade was the first diamond to fall, but when they get rid of some of these other contracts, they're going to still have some flexibility to go hard on Garrett. But if they don't go hard on Garrett, and look, they can go after Crosby, because Crosby was even better than Sweat, okay? Mm-hmm. And they could make a trade with him and swap what's the name? What's the guy's name? I can't remember. Huff, right?
Bryce Huff. I did see something where that could potentially be something that happens.
Exactly. And then you could get that money. You can get that. Now, they're going to pay some dead cap money, but then that would be awesome for the Eagles. So now you have a viable replacement. You've addressed the DE. You can go after another one in the draft, and you can go ahead and focus on some of these other contracts, the extensions, and look into Don and some of the other players. He's going to have enough money. That would be the smart move right there. I'm not losing sleep on not getting Garrett or not, because there's other options, and I think Howie is going to be very smart on how to do this. But he must. We have to get Vaughn back. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, Bruce, I do too. Yeah, I mean, so there's two elements to it. And Bruce, good phone call. One, I think if they don't have Vaughn, they're not as good of a defense next year. That's mm-hmm. just the first part.
Mm-hmm.
The second part is you want to go into next year with a boost. Like, I don't want to go into next season squinting to see if they're better or not. Like, it feels like we're right now, if they have a quiet offseason, we'll go into next year, we have to squint to think they're better. Like a Daryl Morey squint. Like, I read that depth chart to you. If we go into next season starting Keely Ringo, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Jalix Hunt, and N'Kobe off of an injury, are we better? No.
I think it doesn't make you feel better, but I think that if they did that, I would be comfortable with it.
Comfortable to what? To be a top 15 defense or number one again?
A good defense. I do. Because we don't know what we don't know. And I feel like a lot of times that we tend to forget as fans that they have boots on the ground and they see this the way that it is. Now, I'm not sitting here and saying that all the mistakes that they – well – I'm not saying that all the decisions that they make hit home.
Right, they're great. Every team makes mistakes.
But when I look at it, and the fact that they've had a whole year to plan this, because just like you said, Howie usually signs in season. Howie sat back and he let it play out, knowing, like, you know, going into this, that there's a chance if you don't sign anybody, that somebody's gonna pilfer you.
That's gonna happen. Yeah. Yep.
So what do? I cover. I CYA. That's what they call it, CYAN. So there's a big board that's in every NFL team's office where they have a list of projected draft picks on one side.
And free agents on the other.
And a free agent on the other.
Yep.
And those scouts go out and they do their due diligence before these kids even know that they're looking at them. They're watching them. And they're trying to make sure that whomever they choose, or they'll have a list, just like in college, they have a list of guys that they have, you know, identified as guys who would be a good fit for what they want to do, from the first round to the fifth round, seventh round, whatever. And that's how they do their homework. Say, okay, this guy's this, that, and that. What kind of guy is he at school? What type of grades does he get? All of that.
Mm.
So they've already done their homework. So in case the contingency is Zach Bond doesn't come back, who else doesn't come back? Josh Sweat doesn't come
Zach
back.
Zach Bond, yeah. All
well, Will Lan- you know, I'd say Will Anderson, but the D tackle.
Oh, Milton Williams.
I'm about to call him Will Anderson.
I mean, can we get that guy? I mean, I'll take him.
You know, he is.
I'll take him.
But they've done that, and I feel like the core guys, the essential guys, the guys that understand your philosophy and understand what you're trying to accomplish, they're here. The fact that it speaks volumes to me that you had a guy that went to Cornell that was a first, he wasn't a high draft pick.
Jalix
Hunt. And he's able to get on the field and do exactly what he did in small sampling size. Now, I don't know if they feel like he's prepared to play the whole season, but in a sparing role like that, that's pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, their evaluation of what they have beneath the starters is a big part of this, right? Is Trot ready? Is Hunt ready for a bigger role? I mean, all that we don't know the answer to. It just feels to me like they're preparing us for a quiet offseason, and I'm not into that. I want loud. I mean, that's who doesn't want a loud offseason besides Hugh Douglas? All right, before we go back to the phones here, Kyle, tell everyone how they can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience here.
Yeah, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword BRICK at 94WIP.com. for your chance to win.
All right, head there, 94WIP.com. Put the word in, your chance to win. Let's go to Troy in Philly. What's up, Troy?
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Troy.
You know what? I'm going to start by saying this, and Howie I trust. You know, Howie has improved himself as a general manager over the years, okay? And we see that. We see what happened when he realized that he needed a running back. What did he do? He went out there and got Saquon, and he didn't have to pay top dollar. He knows that he needed a legitimate linebacker, okay? And Bond, he fits in our scheme, okay? And Vic won him in our scheme. And I believe that Howie's going to offer him a fair contract to let him know, hey, look, we want you here. We want you to be our guy. Now it's up to Bond to decide, do he want to play in a scheme that he can develop, that he could go ahead and win in? Because he could go ahead and get more money somewhere else. But is he going to produce like he produced here? And the other thing that I like about us, because, yeah, we have coaches, we have cultures, and we have players. The players that we got are dogs. The players that we got are alpha dogs. It's not like they just started winning. They've been winning. So they know what it takes to keep winning. And the thing about all that
even if we lose people,
you know what's going to happen? You're going to have other players that want to say, hey, look, get me in that development. I want to live in that subdivision. Because we're an up-and-coming team. We got the right people in the office, in the front office, that take care of their people. We got a quality A1 stadium. We got a facility that people admire and love to play in. So why wouldn't you want to be here? Yeah, we want to keep our guys. We would love to keep Milton. We would love to go ahead and have Bond. We would love to go ahead and keep Sweat. But you know what? Next year or the year after next, we got to worry about Jordan. We got to worry about Jalen. We got to worry about everybody else. So this is like, yo, this is an oil machine that we just can't look at today, but we got to look at tomorrow as well to keep this thing going the way that it's going. And with that being said, that's why I say in Howie, I trust.
Well, and Troy, you should, and we all should. And I think that's probably – it's probably going to end up more the way you're saying, the way Hugh's saying. I think Howie hinted at that last week. It's going to be a quieter offseason. And I do think over the next 5 years, Troy, they're going to win a ton of football games. They're probably going to get to another Super Bowl. But for next year, it does make you wonder if they take a little step back if they lose some of these guys, because it's tough to replace that kind of production in just 1 year. That's tough.
And it is tough. But you know what? There's no guarantee in football because, like we already addressed, you're going to have injuries. You're going to have setbacks. But you know what? We have chemistry. We have cultures. And we have coaches that's going to put us in a position to succeed every year. And that's the only thing that we could go on.
Yeah, well, it is. And look, they've earned a lot of people's trust. And I think after Super Bowl and Troy, we appreciate the call, a lot of people feel something similar, like, hey, they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But I think Kyle and I are trying to avoid the 2018 season.
We don't want that feeling. I get that.
Howie's done an amazing amount of things, and he keeps figuring out, like, he corrects his mistakes. But so far, and credit to him that they've gotten to three Super Bowls with him in charge, the years after the Super Bowl have not been pretty. I mean, they just haven't. 2018 was ugly until Foles got back in the lineup, and then they got on a run for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And 2023, we didn't even like the wins. That's how they were 10-1, and it was like
it was ugly.
It was ugly, and then they fell apart after that. So that's the one.
But it was tumultuous.
It was. It was a weird season to where it didn't feel right. Both of their years after the Super Bowl trips under Howie have been step-back years, and we're trying to avoid that. All right, I have to make a declaration here, because everyone seems to think they can replace everyone. Hugh, I think they can replace Becton without much sweat. I mean, the way you make it seem about like guys on the defense, I feel that way about Becton. I'm not worried about that one. I think they can replace Josh Sweat. I think Nolan Smith is ready. I liked what I saw to Jalen Sun at the end. And this draft, as we've said over and over again, it has some good defensive tackles. They could probably replace Milton without much of a problem. Hugh, it's Bond. Bond is the one that when we talk about quiet offseason, I can't let Zach Bond go. But Zach Bond, the Eagles struggle so much to find great linebacker play. I can't let him go. Like if that's the one, if we're at McGurk's next week and we're there and it's like the news comes across, Zach Bond, 4 years, $80 million with, I don't know, the Rams.
That's a lot of bread.
I'm gonna be devastated.
Perplexed.
Devastated.
Yeah, that's
good. And perplexed. And you're going to try to tell everyone it's going to be okay, and everyone's going to be mad at you.
Not that day. Mm. I probably won't do that day.
You probably should.
You know what they say? Read the room.
Yeah.
I'll probably read the room and let that one I'll lay out.
Rhea will remind you when she was at the game when you were in Jacksonville on the linebacker play. Stunk.
The one thing that you never want to happen, Joe, and I don't think it's ever happened to you, you don't want to get cussed out by Rhea Hughes. I've been cussed out a few times.
And you probably deserve to be more than she even did.
Oh, man. I remember... This is one story. I remember I just got here and no, I was visiting and we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on another station. Unbeknownst.
That you shouldn't have.
I went on another station that I wasn't supposed to go on. Mm-hmm. Cause I wasn't thinking. It didn't, you know what I mean? I'm working in Atlanta. Man, Rhea called me. Like, I should have knew something was up because she called.
Yeah.
She called me everything but a child of God. It was like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, and before I could, I was like, okay, I'm sorry. That's all I could say.
Well, we're all going to do that to you next week. If you tell us it's okay, they're losing people.
I don't know
off a Super Bowl.
I don't know if she remembers that, but I just said, okay, I said I apologize.
No,
that's all I can say.
Well, you know what? We need more apologies out of Hugh Douglas. Okay with a quiet offseason. No, get Bond back. And obviously, most people here want Myles Gary. We want loud, big-name stars. That's what people want. 215-592-9494. For your phone calls coming up, would you be okay with a quiet offseason? It began pretty quietly yesterday, or at least in a way, with the release of Darius Slay. Would you be okay with a quiet offseason by the Eagles? Plus, speaking of Howie, he warned us to be patient. And now he's doing his podcast tour. We'll get to the best of a recent appearance he had on the Todd McShay Show, including a comp that Hugh referenced a few times. What's it like to win the Super Bowl? In Howie's words, you'll hear that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 extra bucks bet on everything from conference clash to the tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. There's a few teams. I mean, Duke looks incredible right now, led by their star freshman. Auburn's been the best team all season, and I do like Maryland to make a run to the Final Four. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. App is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and get in on the College Hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.